Betty Regent, who had been falsely persuaded to accompany Abdallah on a trip into the desert to look for her father, has been discovered in the oasis at Fayoum and returned to Mena House, the hotel on the edge of the desert from which Frank Chandler is investigating the activities of the mysterious Roxaw. The present episode finds the Regent family and Chandler in their suite at Mena House. It is night.
Chandu, the magician.
So then what, Betty?
Well, that's all, except that he told the hotel people that I wasn't to be disturbed for anything and went away.
Did you see anyone while you were there except Abdallah and the woman that stayed with you, Betty?
No. Her name was Amina, and she stayed right with me every minute, except when she went downstairs for her meal. And the funny thing is that if she hadn't begun to tell me about how she went to America, I wouldn't have suspected a thing about Abdallah.
You mean that woman had been to America?
Yes. She worked for some dancing teacher that came over here with a lot of students. And when she went back to New York, she took Amina with her. She lived in an apartment house, and what do you think? The Iceman was an Egyptian.
Who was he, Betty?
His name was Abu.
Abu, eh?
Yes. And Amina fell in love with him, just like that. So they were married and came back here, and Abu started to raise olives down there in Fayoum. But here's the funny thing. Amina said she was all worried about some mysterious business her husband was in, and that he wouldn't tell her about, and that Abdallah had come to their house.
Is everybody in Egypt mixed up in this plot?
More people than you think, Dorothy. Go on, Betty.
Well, Amina listened at the door and heard Abdallah tell Abu that I was to be watched carefully and kept in the hotel as long as possible, so you and Mother would be too busy looking for me to bother about Roxaw.
You mean they mentioned Roxaw?
No, but they said something about papers that would reach their destination while you were busy looking for me. So I just supposed they meant Roxaw.
Well, you sure got us all in a fine mix-up. Mother was nearly crazy worrying about you.
Oh, Mother, I'm so sorry. I was sure I'd find Father and...
Now listen, children. We've talked this all over, and there's nothing to be gained by discussing it again. Betty's sorry she caused us so much worry, and this must end it. I don't want her nagged about it again. Is that clear, Bobby?
Yes, Mother.
And you must promise me, Betty, you'll never, never do such a thing again, will you?
I promise, Mother.
Very well. Now, Frank?
I'll see who it is, Dorothy.
Mother, it's an Arab.
Good evening. Peace be with thee, O Chandu. Thy day be happy, friend. Enter. From many sources I have heard of thy power as a magician.
Ah.
And when I heard thou art indeed in Egypt, I journeyed from the desert to talk with thee.
And what is thy name, friend?
I am called Amir. And I, too, am a magician. Would the great Chandu deign to witness my feats of magic?
Oh, goody. I've heard of Egyptian magicians. Are you a sand diviner, Ahmed?
It is so.
And can you really do all those tricks like...
Would the young effendi like to see them?
I certainly would.
And perhaps the great Chandu will consent to perform some feats of his own.
Well, I'll trade a trick or two with you, if you like.
Be it so. Now, if the lady will give me her ring, I will begin.
My ring? Your emerald that Nadia gave Uncle Frank?
Don't do it, Mother. Let him have it, Dorothy.
Well, here it is.
I take it like this. And I throw it from the open window. Ah. It is gone.
Oh. My mother!
Wait, all of you. Give him a chance to do the trick.
But I saw it go flying through the air, right out into the garden.
Now, if the lady will take an orange from the bowl on the table...
Any orange?
Any orange. Here is a knife. Cut the orange open if thou wilt.
Very well. There. Oh, why, there's something hard inside.
Look, Betty and Bobby, my ring!
Well done, Ahmed. A very clever trick.
The praise of Chandu falls upon the ears like rainfall in the thirsty sand.
What a line he's got, huh, Betty?
Yes, but I kind of like it. Sounds sort of poetic.
Yeah, you would.
If Chandu pleases, I will perform the feat of sand divining.
Tell our fortune? Oh, yes, do.
By all means. Let's see if anything more can happen to us. I wish you could tell me that I would be successful in my search, Amen.
The sand can only interpret the will of Allah, Sister of Chandu.
But what are you going to use for sand?
Oh, I have brought it. It is here. It would be well to spread a paper upon the floor.
Oh, yes, of course. Get that newspaper there, Bobby.
Shall I spread it all the way out?
Yes, Bob. There you are, Amit. It is well. I pour out the sand. So. And now I seat myself on the floor beside it. Who will be first?
You, Mother. You're the most important.
Yes, Dorothy, you first.
What shall I do, Amit?
Nothing. Only be quiet while I draw in the sand the mystic symbols. So, the crescent of Islam, the rising sun, the blossom of the lotus.
The blossom of the lotus?
What do you see, Amit?
I see that thou hast come from far away, from across blue waters and high mountains.
Isn't he marvelous?
I see a house near the sea. There the sun shines as in Egypt. It is quiet now. It is empty.
He must mean our house in Beverly Hills.
It is empty for two reasons. First, because those who live in it are far away. Second, because a precious secret has been taken from it.
Frank, why, this is uncanny.
Under the ground in this house is a deep room, guarded by the figure of a god. Dost thou understand this?
Indeed, I do. But can you tell me whether I am to be successful in finding the one I seek in Egypt?
I cannot see it clearly. Sometimes the sand will not give up its secret because the omens are not good.
Oh.
I see thee going into far countries, seeking, seeking. But the end of thy search is concealed from me.
Isn't that the limit?
Say, you talk as though you believed all that stuff.
Well, you heard him describe our house. What about that?
Yeah, I know, but maybe he reads Mother's mind, telepathy or something.
All right, if you want to be cynical about it. It's a good line, I suppose.
Oh, it is not a line. All you think of is...
Children, hush. Is that all you have to tell me, Amit?
Sister of Chandu, that is all.
Do my next, will you, Amit?
If Chandu pleases. Why, yes, Amit. Go ahead. I smooth the sand and make again the mystic symbol. The crescent of Islam, the rising sun, the blossom of the lotus.
Why do you add the lotus blossom on it?
I think the great Chandu knows the answer to his own question.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you what, Betty. Let Amit tell your fortune, and then I'll have mine told alone.
You mean you want us all to go out of the room? Oh, no fair, Uncle Frank. If he tells you anything romantic about the princess, I want to hear it.
If he tells me anything romantic, I promise you I'll tell you every word. How's that?
I suppose it'll have to do. You mustn't think I'm curious, Uncle Frank.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, I like that. Go ahead, Alma. Don't pay any attention to them.
Thou art one of the fortunate ones of earth. Thou art cherished by those who love thee well. Thy sky is cloudless. Thy days are fair.
Well, that's nice. Not very exciting.
But in the days to come, thou must beware. Put not thy trust in those thou knowest not.
That's good advice, anyway.
Thou art fair in the eyes of one who sought to do thy people harm.
Who does he mean?
He must mean Abdallah.
What does he mean about you being fair in his eyes?
Why, he...
Do you mean that egg dared to make love to you?
Well, once when Amina was out of the room, he did start to tell me he thought I was beautiful and all that. But what of it? I didn't pay any attention to him. I was so angry because he fooled me about finding Father.
If I ever see that fellow again, I'll make him beautiful with a couple of black eyes.
Bobby, you're not very polite to Amit, are you?
Oh, sorry, Amit. You know how it is, though, don't you?
Thou art wise to guard thy sister, young effendi. And I have told her all the sand revealed.
Well, thank you, Amit.
Yes, indeed. Well done, my brother.
And now, you want us to leave you, Frank?
Do you mind, Doc?
Of course not. We'll go down into the garden for a while. I'll have some cool drinks sent up for you. You will take refreshment with my brother, Amit?
Thou art kind, sister of Chandu.
Come, children. How long shall we stay, Frank?
10 minutes will be long enough, I'm sure.
Don't forget now, Uncle Frank. You promised.
I won't forget, honey. Now, Amit, they're gone. What is it?
Thou art wise, O Chandu. Thou knewest when I came that I was of the Brotherhood?
I didn't really know, but I never refuse entrance to one who may be the bearer of news. And when you drew in the sand the symbol of the lotus, of course I was sure. Tell me the message you bring.
In Cairo, Yusuf gave me word to find a messenger who would seek to bring to Raxor the secret paper stolen from thy sister's house.
Well, did you find him?
If Raxor had not been in Egypt, I would have failed. But in Alexandria, I found him.
Who? Raxor? Oh, you mean the messenger. Good. What then?
Though he is a Muslim, I found him drinking wine. I made his acquaintance in a cafe and poured a drug into his glass. When he slept soundly, I called a friend who helped me carry him to a room apart.
Well, did you find the papers?
Yes, by the grace of Allah. They are here. I took from him every paper on his person.
Let me see them. Passport? Letter of introduction? Credentials? It's only a scrap, Ahmed.
I know, but there was no more.
It says, to Van Boten without delay. That's all. Can you read English, Ahmed?
No, brother of the Lotus.
But is this all? Are you sure?
It is all, O Chandu.
They've passed the regent's secret to some other messenger. The papers aren't here, after all.